Oh my gosh, that was so blonde.
OMG, she's so definitely blonde. A blonde
would say that. Hey, consider yourself warned. It's about to get real blonde up in here. Let's go. Hey besties, what's up? I feel like I should, like, just barely. I'm like, should I be like, hey guys, what's up? This is your host, Molly Brown. But I'm not official like that. I don't think I could take myself seriously if I did that. But who knows? Maybe next week if you guys come back and I hop on and introduce myself as the host. Don't ask any questions, okay? Thank you. Let me just explain my current situation right now so you guys know the panic. I guess I'm not like really panicked, or else I wouldn't be doing this, but I would die for the podcast. So I put the podcast over anything, which is probably unhealthy, but this little hobby is so fun for me. So I'm going to continue treating it like it's my full-time job. Anyways, so me and KJ go to Nashville tomorrow. Our flight leaves at 5 a.m. from Vegas. And so we have to be at the airport because we're checking bags. And we like to make sure everything goes smoothly. So we'll probably try to be to the airport by 3 a.m. But KJ doesn't want to leave in the middle of the night, which, fair enough, like driving in the middle of the night, one is like never safe because I feel like we're never fully awake. And so many people get in car accidents in the gorge, which is like the little canyon that you drive through when you are getting into Nevada. Anyways, so we had planned to leave our house in St. George at like 6 or 7-ish and then stop and get some dinner with some friends. But that plan fell through. And so we're like, crap, like, what should we do now? Because like KJ just wanted to go to Vegas, hang out with our friends, and then maybe stay at their house until we had to leave. But, you know, plans always fall through. And this always happens to me and KJ. I feel like we're always having to come up with a plan B. And so while I was at work, KJ was like trying to figure out what we should do. And if anything, like we could just go to bed right now at 7 and then wake up at 1 o'clock and drive to Vegas. So I guess like we weren't too worried, but KJ, whatever. He's the driver. I'm not complaining. I'll let him do whatever he wants. I'm the passenger princess. So all I need to do is shut my mouth and get in the car. But so KJ was like, what if we go to a comedy show at 9? And the comedy show would get out at like 11. But then we would still have like a few hours to like do something. Like, what do we do, you know? And so I'm like, okay, yeah, like we could do that. KJ has been probably, I would say, like the past 6 months, he's been really into comedy and just like watching comedians on YouTube. And so I'm like, yeah, that would be fun. Me and KJ just went to our first comedy show here in St. George, which I'll get into that. But so I'm like, yeah, we could do that. And then while I was packing, KJ came in and was like, have you ever heard of the movie Parasite? I'm like, yeah, I have, but it's kind of like, I've never seen it, but it's like a thriller horror movie. And those I always try to stay away from, yet I get sucked into seeing them all the time because KJ loves those type of movies. And I'll suffer through a good, not good, I'll suffer through a thriller movie for KJ because he suffers through a lot of things for me. But I'm pretty sure, if I'm not wrong, Parasite is in like a different language. So it's all subtitles. Let me look it up so I know. Yeah. The one that I'm thinking of that I think it is in a different language. Oh, it's in Korean. So it could be dubbed or it could just be subtitles. So we'll see. But KJ came in and was like, KJ is obsessed with IMAX right now. Ever since Oppenheimer came out, KJ has just been obsessed with IMAX. It's hilarious. Like, Interstellar came back out in theaters a few months ago, so we had to go and see that, which I will give it to him. Like, IMAX, the sound is insane. Compared to the theaters here in St. George, like, you can hear the people in the front row eating their popcorn. It is so quiet. And so, yes, IMAX speakers are so much better. But for someone that has anxiety, I, like, just being in the movie theater is, like, makes me anxious. And then you put loud noises on top of that. Not my cup of tea. And then it's a, like, scary movie? No. Anyways, back to my story. So there's a movie, the Parasite movie, whatever, starts at 10 p.m. And it's an IMAX. It's coming back out. I feel like because there was, like, that strike with all of the actors and actresses in Hollywood, there's not a ton of movies coming out in 2025. I will say probably like the later half of 2025, at least what I've seen, there are like more movies coming out that like look a little bit better, but there's not a ton of movies coming out recently, just because that big strike went on. If you guys remember all of that, actors and actresses, and I think like producer, no, I can't remember, but people weren't getting paid enough. And so people went on strike. Anyways, so I feel like movie theaters are putting out like old shows, movies. And maybe that's just something that like I've just been noticing and they've always done this, but I feel like recently movie theaters are putting out so many old movies. Like during Christmas, they did every week, they showed a new Harry Potter. And then for like 24 hours, they showed like from the first one to the last one, all in one sitting, and you could buy like a ticket. I think it was probably like $50 or something. And I, that could be so wrong. Maybe it was like 25. I don't really know. But you could buy a ticket and it came with like all your meals because you were literally going to be watching a movie for 24 hours. Anyways, so I think that's me and KJ's current plan right now, but we'll see what happens. If we go to see the movie at 10, the movie will get out past midnight. And so then we'll have like a little less time to kill. So we're thinking, oh my gosh, we're thinking that maybe we'll drive to the airport, drop off our bags in our car, and then we always park at this like bus stop that is like free parking and they'll take you to the airport. But if you guys have been a listener for a while, you know that I've had horror stories taking this bus And even worse, I hate parking, or I hate taking it in the middle of the night, because we've done this before. And I don't know, I always just get so spooked, because I feel like this is just like when the homeless decide to like pop out. Like, I feel like, oh my gosh, this is like so mean of me, but I feel like sometimes it's giving the apocalypse past midnight with the homeless. Like, when I am on that bus, like, I feel like I am in the middle of an apocalypse, because I feel like they're all like high off their minds, and it just like the craziest stuff is going on, and I'm just like, okay, I'm hating this. Like, I could go into like all the stories, like all the things that I've seen. Like, I don't want to like retell a story, because what if you guys have been a long time listener? But oh my gosh, guys, I'm going off in a tangent. But basically, one time I saw this guy, and it looked like he was homeless, definitely homeless, and he had stolen like scrubs from a hospital, and then he had like a hazard bag. Ew, I don't know, it was gross. Anyways, so yeah, we're thinking that we're gonna do that, and then maybe we'll just go like chill at the airport. I got a book to listen to, I got games to play, I can entertain myself. One thing that I like do wish about airports is that the chairs were just like a little bit more comfortable. Like, I get it, like they don't want people just like sleeping on them, because that's gross, but then whatever. Anyways, so here's my dilemma of why I'm like anxious. So yesterday, KJ's like, Molly, you should pack. And once I get further into this episode, you guys will realize that this week I've just been having really bad anxiety, and I don't know why. But basically yesterday he was like, when are you going to record and when are you going to pack? And I was like, well, I get off at 2, so I'll just do both of them tomorrow. Like, I just want to rest tonight, whatever. And he's like, okay, like, just don't want you to be stressed tomorrow. So I'm like, yeah, like, it'll be fine, whatever. So I get home from work, and KJ's like, okay, like, don't forget, you have to record and pack. And I'm like, thank you. He's literally my manager. He's my manager. He's the best husband. He sometimes can act like my dad. Just kidding. But so, you know, one with anxiety, one with lots of stress, one with a big to-do list, what does she do? She gets in bed. She gets in bed and disassociates. And by disassociating, I don't mean that I'm like getting on my phone, scrolling. No, I'm just laying there. Like, I'm literally just having anxiety laying there, thinking about the things that I need to do. And I'm just like, why do I do this to myself? Literally, why do I do this to myself? But yeah, so just got done packing, and me and KJ's original plan was to leave St. George at 6 p.m. and it's currently 7 p.m. so I'm an hour behind schedule. And I still have the podcast to record. I still have the podcast to upload. We still have to pack the car, which, me saying we, KJ still has to pack the car. But yeah, so good thing plan A actually ended up falling through, because that wouldn't have worked out. And good thing that, you know, there's always plan B, C, D, E, F, G, you know? And by the end of the night, we will probably be on plan G. And KJ will have a smile on his face, because that's just how he is. He's one happy guy all the time, and Molly will probably be an anxious wreck for no reason. Anyways, I just had to complain about that, about how, you know, I always just put stuff off, but I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm going to be saying this and people are going to be like, wow, so glad I'm not the only one. Sorry, I was yawning. I also, you know, the week just went by so fast. And I usually ask you guys on Instagram what your blonde moments were this week, but I didn't get around to it. So I don't have any to share from what the listeners have told me. But I can share mine. Today at work, I had a patient come in. I'm a dental assistant, and he always has like jokes and whatever. He's a big jokester. He loves to tell us these jokes. Anyways, he like asked us, told us a joke that basically was like, why do penguins not like to go to the United Kingdom? And I think the answer was because of the whales. Because of, yeah, which is a place. Whatever. And so then he got off on a tangent asking about like what language people speak in Britain or the UK. And I said English, but other people thought it was British, which then I found out British and English are the same thing. So I just like learn something new every day. But then he keeps asking these questions and I'm like, you are asking the wrong person. Like, you are making me feel so dumb right now. But whatever, he's a jokester. So he's like, name three countries. Oh, he said, wait, what did he say? He said, name three countries and one of them can't be the United States. I think that's what he said. Guys, now I'm like freaking out that I'm saying this wrong. Let me see. Wait. No, why did I... Why did he tell me no? Sorry, guys. Now I'm literally so confused. Okay. He said, well, I was making sure when I said, like, not to say the United States, I was like, wait, now I'm scared that people are going to be like, that's literally not a country. But anyways, he said, you can't say or name three countries that and one of them can't be the United States. So I was like, okay, South America. He said, no, that's a continent. Cool. So now we're going back into geography. And I was like, well, I just learned where Alaska was. And he was like, oh, okay, well, whatever. Keep naming three. He didn't really care that I didn't know where Alaska was. That wasn't anything to giggle about for him. And so my three that I said, which is why I said Mexico, Uganda, and Congo. Congo. Is that what it's called? Congo? Yeah. What? Like, he literally was like, what do you have up with that? What's up with Africa? I was like, I have no idea. He was like, you could have said Canada. I'm like, oh. Yeah, I forget. I honestly, like, could not tell you. Like, countries just don't make sense to me because in America, we have states. Holy shit, is this becoming a history podcast? I need to stop. Anyways, so that was my dumb blonde moment of the day. He also asked me what a quarter of an hour is. And I said 13. Why? No idea. Then he was like, what math did you do? And so I did it like in my head and I was like, oh my hell, it's 15. So I don't know where 13 came from, but he was actually pretty proud of me because he said most people say 25 because, you know, 25 is a quarter. So when I asked you just barely, what did you guys think? Did you think off the bat? You're like, oh, I already know this. It's 15. Or did you say something else? Let me know. Okay. Let's go into my updates of the week. So like I said, me and KJ have, well, KJ has been into comedy. And so because he's into it, that means that like I'm into it because that's just how marriage is. We have the same interests, or if not, you know, you kind of just have to pretend. Just kidding. I don't pretend. I'm just so slow when it comes to comedy. Like, I'm not kidding. When someone says a joke, I will be like three jokes behind. I'll still be thinking about like that jokes a while ago, trying to figure it out. And then when I finally figured out, I'm just confused like where we're at. Anyways, so we usually have like, we've always had this tradition to like go over to my grandparents on Sundays. And so then it's always just kind of been that thing with my parents now is like we go over to my parents on Sundays. But the thing that sucks is for the first 4 years of me living in St. George, my parents didn't live here. So I didn't have to like not sacrifice my Sundays, but I definitely took my Sundays for granted. And so when they first moved down here, like I just felt super anxious on Sundays, like trying to go over there because Sundays are the day that I get stuff done in the house. And so I felt really bad, but I just like broke the news to them. I was like, guys, I cannot come over on Sundays. Like, it stresses me out. But like, I still want to see you guys like at least once a week. So like, let's plan a day that we can do stuff, you know? So this week I like looked up what was going on around St. George and there was this comedy show. And I was like, let's go to it, whatever. So we go to it and it's a Valentine's comedy show. No idea what I'm getting myself into. No idea what I'm getting my parents into. It's St. George. Like, I literally thought that it would be kid appropriate. I don't know. Like, there online, there was nothing like, you have to be 18 and older or whatever. Anyways, it was in the cutest little theater in St. George, which I've never been to, and they need to have more stuff that like needs to happen there because it was so freaking cute. I was obsessed. But anyways, so the first 30 minutes of the show was like open mic. And let me tell you, I was mortified that I was there with my parents. Mortified. And luckily when we got there, it was a packed house, and so me and KJ had to sit away from my parents, and that was God just looking out for me because I would have hated to be sitting next to them during some of these jokes. I don't know, people are always different when it comes to like talking about sex with your parents, and as for me and my house, sex was a thing that like we just never talked about, which now being older is such a red flag. And mom, if you're listening to this, I wish that we always like that we had an open conversation about sex. There's just so many deep things that like go into that, and maybe I can go into it in another episode. But anyways, so that's just like not a thing that we talk about in our house. And so one of these guys like gets up and he's gay and he's talking about how it's like really hard for him to like put out every day. He was like, yeah, like my husband expects it like 3 times a day and I can barely give it to him like 3 times a week. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like whatever, you know. And then he goes off and then he's like, until I found the best thing in the world, a dildo. And I know my mom is just back there like, what did my daughter bring me to? And so I'm just like, oh my gosh, like I don't even want to see my mom's face right now. And then he goes off about how when him and his husband are making love, they have a dog and the dog just behaves and just goes and sits in his little corner on the bed and watches them. And I am like, I don't get the joke here. Like, he's just storytelling to me. And honestly, like there was no joke. I think that he just wanted to get up there and talk about his sex life and his dildo and his dog, and which is fine, like go off. But like, I feel like that there's a time and a place, and like there was no joke. It was like everyone was just like like, okay. And then this next guy gets on, okay, straight guy, he gets on and he's like, yeah, so, you know, like Valentine's is coming up and this is a Valentine's show. And so I just wanted to like tell you guys this funny little story that happened with me and my wife. And I was like, oh gosh, like where is this going? And he said, yeah, so one morning my wife was nibbling. He used the word nibbling on my neck. And, you know, things just happen and white stuff ended up in her mouth. I'm sorry. Okay. So then he just like, you know, pauses. Oh my gosh. KJ, guys, this is hilarious. KJ's at the store right now. And I sent him to go get a little bottles for traveling. And he's having a hard time. But anyways, let me go back to my story. Sorry, I'm texting him. Gosh, I cannot multitask. And so anyways, he says, yeah, so white stuff ends up in her mouth. Like, I'm sorry, but no one needs to know this yet again. That is not a joke. But then he comes back on the mic and said, yeah, she bit a pimple. No, literally go sit down. Like that was uncalled for. Like, I'm so sorry, but who let you out of the house? And his wife was there. And if that was a true story, I would walk out. I would walk out, or I would pass out. Like, I don't know if it's more embarrassing for him or her, but whatever. Anyways, so then the show continues on and there was like 3 main acts. The first act was like a firefighter. He was good. I honestly don't really remember any of his jokes. Maybe I'd give him like a 6 out of 10. And then there was this sweet old grandma. She's probably like in her late 70s. I'm not kidding. I should have taken a picture. She was wearing like this fancy blue dress with like this big sparkly belt and then she had like sparkly heels. She was so freaking cute. And all of her jokes were about like her mom, when her mom was in like a retirement home, when I'm guessing her mom was like 90 or something. But one of her jokes was that her and her friend were bored one day. And guys, this could literally be fake, but she made it sound real. But she was like, one time my mom and her friend wanted to do something. So they decided it would be fun to go streaking in one of the men's rooms, whatever. And so they did that and they're running around and then they run out. And one of the old guys says to his friend, "Did you see that?" And he was like, "No." He's like, "Oh, well, whatever it was, it needed to be ironed." And, you know, she's just so cute. I wanted to give her a hug. She was so sweet. And then, who else did they have? I honestly can't remember who else they had. Clearly wasn't that memorable. But anyways, then they had the main act. And her name was... wow. I literally cannot remember. I want to say it was like Nicole Tran or something like that. And if you guys know comedy and you know Kill Tony, the like comedy show, she's been on Kill Tony, which is hilarious. When me and KJ heard that when we were there, we were rolling. We were like, oh my gosh, no way. Like, we had to look her up. Anyways, she is this Asian... I'm trying to think I can't even remember if she was like Chinese or Korean. Oh my gosh, I should know this. But anyways, she had the thickest accent. Like, it was so hard to understand her. But that was honestly like kind of the joke of it all, was that she was saying like she gets away with so much because of her accent. Like, people will say something and then she'll pretend like she heard something else. Whatever. She was so funny. She was good. But her whole like show thing was 30 minutes. And it just like came to this point where I was just like, okay, we could have cut this at like 15 minutes. And then me and KJ look her up on YouTube. Not even kidding. She was on Kill Tony like 10 years ago. Same exact jokes. Same. Every joke she said was exactly what she has said on Kill Tony. And me and KJ were like, oh my gosh. If we had paid for that, my parents paid for it and it wasn't that expensive. But if we would have paid a lot of money for it, I would have said that we got scammed. Because you can literally watch her show online for free. But anyways, it was still fun. It was eventful. I feel like it's so hard to find stuff that happens in St. George. So it was fun that we got to go on like a little outing. My next thing is I had a Galentine's party with my work and that was so fun. I brought all my favorite things from Caxi, the hair accessory company. I brought the Hold Everything Claw, the Lay Down Claw, and then three of my favorite scrunchies. It's like the workout scrunchie. They have like unique names and I can never remember. But then they have like an elastic band one that has like a cute little bow on it. And then I can't remember the other one, but it came in like a pack of three. Anyways, and I was just so stoked to give that to whoever got it, because I just feel like I need everyone to try Caxi, because everyone like comments like, oh my gosh, your hair is so cute. Oh my gosh, I love all of your hair accessories. And I'm like, thank you. But like, you guys need to try them because they'll change your life. And yeah, so I was so excited for that. And then another thing I did throughout the week was, like I said, I feel like movie theaters right now are releasing old movies, and they had How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days out. And so we went and saw that yet again with my parents, and that was so fun. I had no idea that How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days came out in 2003. I was 2 years old when that movie came out. That's insane. I grew up watching that movie, and so watching in a movie theater was like so nostalgic to me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I just wish I could go back and be my age living in the 2000s. Like, not the 2000s, in like the 90s. I think it would be so fun to be, I don't know, I guess 80s, 90s. I don't know. I just feel like every time I see like movies from that era, and I don't know, I'm just like, dang, I feel like I was born in the wrong era. But it was so fun. I loved it. And KJ was laughing so hard. And I feel like just the mood, like the rom-coms these days are just so, either they're so cheesy or they're just full of sex scenes. Like, I don't know. I'm just like, can we please get a good movie? And so I feel like rom-coms lately, KJ just doesn't like laugh as hard as he did in these. So that was like, so it was so fun to see him just giggle. Just kidding. Okay. My last update that I have is the Super Bowl. And honestly, I don't have much to say about the Super Bowl, because newsflash, me and KJ were boycotting it because we hate the Chiefs. I'm sorry. I said it. Don't hate me. Don't cancel me. One, I'm not a Taylor Swiftie. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. I'm not a Swiftie. That's what I was trying to say. And so maybe that's why I just am like, eh. And I just feel like the Chiefs needed a little comeback to Jesus moment. They were like a little too high up there. So I'm glad that they lost. And, you know, I hate that I say that, but in a game, there always has to be a loser and there always has to be a winner. And I was stoked for the Eagles to win. Our baseball team is the Phillies, and so we just love Philadelphia. So we just, you know, have to love the Eagles. So it was fun to see them win, but I didn't watch it. I took a nap, and KJ works on Sundays, and so, like, he watched it when he could, but he was on the phones. So our Super Bowl Sunday, like, this was the lamest Super Bowl Sunday we've ever had. Usually we get, like, invited to a party, or my family does something big. No, we did nothing. We were so boring. And with that being said, I didn't even get to see Kendrick perform, which apparently there's like a ton of controversy about his performance. KJ was telling me that he only has Facebook for social media. And he was like telling me, he was like, yeah, so many people are mad about him performing and how he sucked and whatever. And I was like, oh, from what I saw, I thought he did good. And, but I guess that's just because that's who we listen to. And I don't know, I thought he was good. And, you know, there's all that beef that's happening with Drake. And so I feel like it's just, it's a lore. People don't get Kendrick Lamar performing at the Super Bowl. the way that people do if you're involved in the Kendrick and Drake drama. So I just think it's funny. It's hilarious. And Kendrick just won a ton of Grammys. So he's slaying right now. He is the winner in this situation. Drake is the big fat loser. Drake is Travis. And Kendrick is Jalen Hurts. I really hope I just got that right. Speaking of things, because I was going to say, if I got that right, he's just going to be so happy. And then that got me thinking, my patient earlier today, he was like, what, his other question, what is the third planet closest to the sun? I said Mars. It's Earth. No worries. It's Earth. So yeah, I know nothing. I clearly didn't do well in school, which I already knew that, but whatever. Anyways, it's so funny because before I started recording, I was like, I have nothing to talk about. Like, yes, I have my life updates. Yes, I know I can ramble, but I always like, you know, the last few 20 minutes, I like to come up, I don't know, just like leave you guys with something like a topic, a main topic. I don't really know. That's just what I've been doing. That's just how it's been flowing for the last few times. Oh my gosh. Also, week four, right? I say this and then I'm like, wait, is it actually week five? Let me see. Week five. Holy. Wow. These weeks are flying by. Okay. Anyways, I wanted to talk about like a little bit about anxiety and just how I've been feeling throughout the week. And I just want to maybe help one person out there that's listening to this. I have been on antidepressants and anti-anxiety medicine probably for the past 5 years, and definitely like on and off the first 2 years, but for the past 3 years I've been, no, okay, that's probably a lie. The first 3 years I was on and off of it, trying to figure out what medication was the best for me. But the past 2 years I have been like strictly taking the same medication, the same dose, and it has like been working great for me. It was hard for me to find a medication at first because I felt like a lot of medications made me super like numb and zombie-like, and I just wasn't feeling any emotion, and I hated that. And so I feel like the medicine cocktail that I'm on right now, like I still can feel my feelings, but like recently my anxiety has been so bad and I don't know why. And I'm like still going to therapy, and like nothing crazy is like happening in my life. Like nothing's changed, literally nothing. And so I'm like, why am I feeling like this? Like I honestly have no idea, and I don't have answers of to why I'm feeling like this. I wish I knew. But I was trying to, KJ doesn't have anxiety, so he doesn't understand when like I say some things, just because he doesn't know how I feel, which is fine. I have been suicidal in the past, and so I know how that feels, and that's not how I'm feeling right now. Like, it's not like I'm wanting, you know, to die necessarily. It's just that I don't want to be here. And I was trying to explain that to KJ on Monday, and I'm just like, I don't know why I'm feeling like this, because I have such a good life. I have a job that pays well. I live in a townhome. I'm married. I have a good family. Like, I have so many things to be thankful for. Why am I feeling like this? And, you know, like, I tell KJ these things and he's like, Molly, like, don't say that. Like, you know, like, I need you here. And it's like, no, it's not that, like, I want to die. It's just that I am feeling so anxious that I just, like, literally want to disappear. Maybe, like, literally maybe for a week. Like, put me in a coma for 1 week and then I'll be fine. And I know that's, like, stupid to joke about because people are like, okay, but what if something does happen? Whatever. I'm just saying that I feel like I just want a break. I want a break from life. I don't want any responsibilities. And that's just, like, being an adult. And so I know that, like, that's not going to happen. Like, I just got to suck it up. I got to keep living. There's nothing I can do about this anxiety. There's no, like, right answer for why I'm feeling like this. I just have to continue going and showing up. And on Tuesday, I went to work trying to, you know, be thankful for my job. And, you know, I'm healthy. And the day started off great. And then I came home and I was just an emotional wreck. I was so sad. And I don't know why I get like this. Like, it's so annoying right now. I feel like I'm trying to force myself to go to the gym and I'm just not enjoying it. And so then I'm so frustrated because I'm like, why am I not enjoying it? Like, I used to love the gym. Like, what the freak is wrong with me? And then I did 75 hard to see if that would, like, help me get back into the gym, which, don't get me wrong, it has helped me get back into the gym. I have, like, been going a lot more than what I was before 75 hard, so I am, like, thankful for that. But I'm just waiting for me to feel, like, the love that I used to have for it, and it's just not there, and I don't know why, and it frustrates me. And I feel like I'm just tired all the time. And that's why I just want a break. It's so funny. Like, KJ always laughs. Like, I always tell him, like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired on the weekends. And he's like, Molly, you just got, like, 12 to 14 hours of sleep. And I'm like, I literally don't care. Like, I could go back to sleep for another 14 hours. And so, yes, that's probably something I, like, need to talk to my doctor about and, like, figure out why I'm feeling so exhausted. I feel like on Tuesday, I was, like, trying to figure out maybe why I'm feeling like this and why I'm just, like, feeling so exhausted, because I do feel like that's, like, kind of a root cause of why, like, I'm feeling like this, because I'm at work and I'm exhausted. And so then I get frustrated and then, like, things just piss me off at work. And then I'm, like, have anxiety because then I feel like I hurt everyone's feelings because then I'm in a bad mood. And then I get home and then I'm just, like, a lazy wife. And then I don't want to go to the gym. So then I tell myself that because I'm not at the gym, this is why I hate my body. You know, it's just, like, a spiral. And I feel like I've just not been eating. And, like, honestly and truly, I probably eat, like, 1,000 calories a day, which is so unhealthy. Like, literally so unhealthy. Like, my body is going to starvation mode and I hate it. And if you, like, know anything about food, calories, starving yourselves, whatever, when your body goes into starvation mode, it actually, like, your body will hold on to your weight because it doesn't know when it's going to get, like, fed next. And so it doesn't want to, like, digest. Like, that's why your metabolism is so slow. Like, it ruins your metabolism when you don't eat a lot because it's, like, it's stressed that it's never going to eat. And so then when you start trying to eat again and, like, getting back on the amount of calories that is actually like healthy, that's when people notice like a ton of weight gain, is because their body is like, oh crap, like we have to store all of this food because we don't know like if this is the last time, you know. It's just this like whole roller coaster, and it's just something I need to figure out. It's definitely something I need to talk about with my doctor and my therapist, because I was talking to KJ and I was just like complaining to him like, okay, I think that's why I am just like so exhausted and so tired and I just don't feel good and I don't feel like myself, is because of my eating. And so then he was like, well, like, do you think that you need to start like tracking your food again? But the thing is like the moment I start tracking my food, it's like so toxic for me. Like, I hate tracking my food. And so I just need to find like a healthy way to do all of that. So coming on here, if you guys have any advice for me, let me know. But if you guys are also feeling like you're in the same boat as me, hi, I'm here. I'm with you. We'll fight this battle together. We'll figure it out. And I know the moment that I conquer this battle, there's going to be another one. And that's just how life is. It's just so silly that way. It just keeps us on our toes. As much as I hate it, I know it makes me a stronger person. And I think about all of these life lessons I'm learning right now without kids. And I just like, every time I learn a lesson and, you know, I feel like I have like conquered something, I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to be a mom and have a kid to like help my kid and give her or him the knowledge that I have learned. But yeah, it's funny. I've always said like, oh my gosh, I never want a girl. Like when we have kids, I never want a girl. I just want like a house full of boys, because I'm terrified to have my, or have a daughter go through the things that I've gone through as far as like eating, weight gain, you know, all that. And like, I'm just worried that like, I'm going to make it worse. But I was talking to my therapist and she was like, actually, Molly, like if you get blessed and lucky to have a daughter, you will notice that you will heal like your inner child. And obviously, like, I don't want to have a daughter and then have her heal my trauma. I want to have my trauma figured out before. But she said, like, just wait, like, it'll heal you in so many ways. And so after I heard that, she told me that a few years ago. So after I heard that, I was like, you know what? I'm doing this like for my future kids. And when I think about my future kids, it makes me like want to be a better person. So I guess I just need to have them like in my mind. Speaking of, I saw this thing. I want to see if I screenshotted it, because it was so tender. It was like, oh, that's what it was. I was watching someone on TikTok. I'll end with this. And she was talking about the church, the LDS church. And she was just saying that she went through this like life, this time in her life where she just wasn't doing like the best things for herself. And I don't know, like the church just has these guidelines and she just wasn't doing the things that she should have been doing. And so then she had a leader like give her this letter, and this letter talks about, it's written as your future daughter, like talking to you, and like let me see. It's like kind of cut out, but I'll try to read it. It says, from your future daughter, I'm living in heaven with Heavenly Father. I am not yet born, but I've chosen you as my mother. I'm excited for the day that I am born to come to earth. I can't wait to meet you face to face and look into your eyes. But mother, sometimes I get worried that you have forgotten who you are. Right now, you are living at one of the most important times of your life. The choices you make affect me too. Will I belong to a forever family? Will we live with Heavenly Father again like you promised? Do you remember what you promised to learn on how to be a good mom? Are you dating the boys that are worthy to be your husband and worthy to be my dad? Are you keeping your body clean and pure in every way so you'll be healthy to give me birth? Sorry? To give me birth? Are you keeping your body clean and pure in every way so you will be healthy to give birth to me? Wow. Do I have, like, am I dyslexic? This is so bad. Okay, anyways. Are you learning all you can about Jesus so you can teach me one day? I cannot make these important decisions for myself, for I am not yet born. You are making them for me, mother. Please don't forget the promises you made before you left to come to earth. I'm cheering you on and look forward to the day when you can hold me in your arms. Someday you'll be my mother. And as much as, like, I'm struggling with my own religion and faith, there are things in that where I'm just like, okay, yeah, like, you can definitely tell that's someone that wrote that from the LDS perspective and that is a member of the church. But I will say that after reading that, I was like, holy crap, like, am I doing the things right now that are preparing me to have kids? And I see a lot of older patients that come into the office, and I will tell you, there are so many times that I see a patient and I will say, this is so bad, but I will say, you know, I will make sure my life doesn't, like, I will make sure I don't end up like that in life. I don't want to be a 50-year-old overweight grandma that can barely sit down in a dental chair, that can barely get up by herself, you know, that is having to depend on her kids. Like, I want to be a healthy grandma. I'm already thinking about being a grandma, but all I'm saying is, like, I see older patients, but whatever. I want to be a healthy mom. Like, I want to be a healthy mom and not have crazy anxiety, but whatever. That just went off on a freaking tangent. And all I'm saying is, this week I was having really bad anxiety, and I know next week will be different, and I'm going to Nashville, so I can't have anxiety, but I will until I get off the plane, because there's so many things happening with planes right now. And so yeah, I will not have anxiety. I land in Nashville at like noon. So if you are listening to this tomorrow at noon, I will just have gone off the plane and my anxiety has disappeared because I'm a Nashville baby. Anyways, thanks for listening to my TED Talk. Hopefully you guys learned something. I love that this is just a long voice memo that you guys can listen to, and you guys can listen to me talk about my week. And yeah, come back next week to listen to me yap about my time in Nashville and all the fun things that I did. I'm so stoked, staring at my suitcase right now as we speak, and so excited. Thanks so much for listening. I love you guys so much. Oh, also, happy Valentine's Day. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys all have a Valentine. If not, I'll be your Valentine. And here's a big fat kiss from me. Mwah.